Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, and angels. Listen, Victoria and I are here, and here's the deal. The studio we're having problems with, so I hope you guys can hear us, and I'm assuming that you can. They had problems like this the other day, so it doesn't matter. Just listen in. Have fun with us. Here's some really cool stuff, okay? So I just asked Victoria if the gift of prophecy would allow her to give me the lotto numbers. dream about them yourself. No problem, okay? I said, do you see when I'm getting married? That would be very prophetic. It's all good. But we're going to talk about us as individuals, and we'll talk about us as a society and as a nation, as a whole planet here, because there's a lot of stuff here going on. And it's a real honor to have you, Victoria, because I've seen you grow so much. I know that you work for our government, and I never realized how much of a challenge it would be as you started becoming extremely, I'm going to call you psychic, clairvoyant, clairaudient, having dreams. And I was like, wow, you know, so you work in that industry and you're around things all the time. And I know that you use your abilities, you know, with your horse farm and your horses and all that. And I also know you use your abilities in the future to help me find a husband. Just kidding. And you're right. You're like, Terry, there's more things on the planet than your dating life.
If I can find you a husband, I need to find my own then.
There you go. Exactly. We'll dream them. We'll do that. It's all good. But take us to, I know you struggled. You know, you've got a great education, and you work for our government, and I know that's stressful because you've been in there rescuing people, rescuing situations, and giving. I know in Orlando they had something happen a few years ago, I guess, or maybe less than a year, and you were the one that really discovered that. Is that okay if I say that? I didn't even ask you it because I want to give an idea of people what you do and who you are and how you get things done. So, and then we'll talk about your dream and all those things. So share with us. When you had that happen in Orlando, what was that about? And
Well, working in the industry that I work in, you never see what you do full circle. So, you know, there's a lot of things that happen that people are just not aware of that happens behind the scenes, and, you know, and then the situation is averted or whatnot, and then you just carry on. You just do your work, you know. There's some things that have happened recently that I was able to take part in that helped the world. You know, but other than that, I really can't talk.
She can't say anyway. It's like classified, I guess.
But I could tell you that, you know, just for another side note, you know, I did take, I do have a master's degree, and it's in strategic intelligence focusing on terrorism. So a lot of my knowledge that I get is because I've read an enormous amount of books written on different types of areas and scenarios that have happened in the world, analyzing what had happened and why, you know, and just taking it from a more academic aspect. And I think it has opened my eyes open to, you know, just feel was, and therefore, you know, the judgment that I would make upon things like that were more based on knowledge versus than the media, which is, you know, very difficult to believe these days in my eyes, I say.
I hear you.
So, you know, I did do, like, a report where I compared Palestinian suicide bombers to Iraqi suicide bombers. So in order to do that, you kind of have to get into the head of why or what would possess them to even do that act, and then try to compare and contrast, like, cultural issues and their driving motivations, you know. And so just, you know, that gives you just an outline of kind of, like, where some of my knowledge comes from because of, you know, the extensive study, and then just add the work related stuff to it. You know, it's been years of reading and understanding what's going on, and then now the world is as it is, and it's just, you know, the knowledge alone plus being slightly clairvoyant to make it very challenging.
I hear you. Now I'm going to back you up a little bit, if that's okay, because, you know, I know you got a huge education with it, and you have to get in the minds of these terrorists, and I get it. But what my concern my concern is that you've been having dreams and visions of what's going to happen. And how, give us an idea, let's say, for the, can you say something about the Middle East, or am I asking you too much? Or,
okay. Well, you know, we know what's going on right now with Israel and Hamas. It's a huge scenario that's going on. And, you know, we all know that Hamas and Israel have always been at odds with each other, and rightfully so, but it's gotten to a point where it has exploded more so than it has over the past centuries. You know, there's always been struggles with that, with Israel and their bordering countries, all of them.
Okay.
We have to remember that Israel is Jewish, right? So that's good, Judaism. But Lebanon and Syria are not. And
they're Muslim,
Hamas,
right?
Right. And Hamas and Hezbollah are Shiite Muslim. And Shiite
okay.
Muslims are stemming from the Iranian country. Like, there's Iran is primarily of the Shiite, you know, Muslim base. They do not like Judaism, period. That's like one of their major thorns in their side. So they want pretty much the destruction of Israel and all Jews. All Jews is pretty much what they want. They just don't want them. There's rhetoric that's always spoken of in, you know, Iran, and they're even in Afghanistan dealing with the Hague and stuff like that, those who support the same viewpoint within Islam, because Islam, they're Sunni and they're Shiite, and that's why there's such strife in Iraq as well, because Iraq is both Sunni and Shiite, and that's why it's a constant religious sectarian war in Iraq. So Shiites don't like Jews, period. They want to obliterate, like, Israel off the face of the planet, you know, and it's time and time again you hear that often, where they just want the elimination of them. And so the explosion that we've had now of what's going on in Israel is more than just its, you know, periodic, you know, rockets going over. The interesting is the stance of the world with this situation, where Israel is being seen as overreactionary against Hamas, and that, you know, it's making it seem like Hamas is the people that are better in this conflict.
Right.
But that's where, you know, I have the heartache and headache, because that's not what it is. So, I mean, this is like a complete test of...
I want to back you up a minute before you go any further. So what we're hearing is not what you're feeling or seeing or dreaming about. And ladies and gentlemen, people that are listening now are going to listen later and download it later. She has a feeling and she had dreams about it, and this is her industry that she works in. So that I'm clear on that. That's really what got me intrigued about it, because you what do you feel and what we're being told are two different things, right? Or what you think and what
right.
you know.
Well, what,
okay.
Right. So, you know, I'm giving you some of the background on what the scenario is, like what is going on, so that you can understand kind of more than what, because the media can be either one side or the other, you know, being, you know,
right.
conservative or liberal, however you want to say it. And I know for a fact that the media is pretty much just an information operation against us and wanting us to believe what they want us to hear, because probably someone paid them to speak of it in this certain way. I mean, it's just, the media is just not even accurate for the most part anyway. But I just started, I mean, it started like a couple of weeks ago when things started really escalating, where, you know, I'd be watching my news feeds on my my Facebook, and I have a couple really great authors that I've come to love that I feel give a really great non-biased view on what's going on. So I just started seeing these feeds and stuff, and I'm looking, and I pretty much for a couple of days, like, I got into this really kind of despair feeling, you know? Like, I just felt like I wanted to run. I literally, yeah. like, felt like I really wanted to, where can I go? Where can I go to escape? Because I kept on feeling just battle is what I'm going to call it. You know what I mean? And I really, truly feel that this is a battle of good over evil. And I guess with Israel itself, it's probably the epicenter besides, especially, you know, what's going on in Iraq with ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria is what they call themselves. Or I think they might have changed it to just the Islamic State. But they truly feel that the caliphate is here. So they feel that Iraq now is where the promised land is, and that they're here to wipe everyone off the face of the planet that does not believe in Islam. So
what do you feel? What do you know? I want to ask that. What do you get in your dreams and your thoughts and everything? Because you
I feel this is really a test for us. You know, and I say us, I say the good. I don't believe that this is a war between good of Judaism over the good of Christianity. I believe that this is a war between good, as in those who believe in God, to those who don't believe in God. And what
okay.
I mean by don't believe in God, I mean the people who take the word of God and are taking it and reinterpreting it to their benefit. Okay?
Yeah.
I believe fully, and I'm more passionate about it nowadays than I have been in the past, that we all pray to the same God, whether it's the universe, God, whatever the case may be, we all pray to the same God. In order for God to have other people understand him culturally, they created religion. And religion being, you know, culturally, the people who live in Persia and in the Middle East, they believe in Muhammad and Islam. And then those in the motherland of Israel and stuff like that, they believed in Judaism. Do you know what I mean? And it all depends on where you live, Buddha, same thing. But they decided, hey, humans need to believe in something. They need something that has rules and doctrine to believe in order so that they feel that they're following God accurately and properly, because us as humans, we need to be reiterating what it is to believe, you know, whether we're doing it right. You know,
right.
Catholics like to do Hail Marys, you know, and all this other stuff. Yeah, okay. So people who do that and have full faith in God, you know, they believe in their religion. So I believe everyone is prays to the same God. We all pray to the same God. It's just a different doctrine and path to the same light. But I think the people who are now in these conflicts, like the Hamas and Hezbollah and all that stuff over there in the Middle East, are fighting against Israel because it's going to be a war against good and evil. And evil, I think, I don't believe that Hamas has the best interest of people or even God.
Okay.
So,
and this is something you've had dreams about, you've had feelings about, you've called
yeah.
me about you, and I've worked through it. And
I've cried about, because I feel we are now at the pinnacle of this battle between good and evil.
Okay.
You know, good being that, you know, our country has begun a slow process, but it seems to be faster these days, the process of eliminating God within schools and government. And we were founded upon these principles of God, not Christianity God. I'm not saying, you know, Christian God over Judaism God in this country. I'm saying God, the higher self, the higher being, the deity that makes us all good people, you know, because we believe and we trust.
Okay.
And I think the elimination of that is also testing the power that we have as believers to let good prevail. And so I'm seeing, you know, as I take a step back and just look at the world, you know, I feel and I see the lack of emphasis put on God. And that's concerning to me, because we need to have God. You know, God is the one who casts judgments on the wicked and the evil. You know, and if we're not giving faith in God, then who's going to be there?
Let me ask you a question. I have a question for you, because you told me something the other day. Your thoughts about us as a society here in the States, and our support with Israel. What do you feel about that, and what do you think about it? Do you know what I'm saying?
Our government has withdrawn their support of Israel and several other allies that we've had very strong bonds with over the years. And I think that is also a demonstration of our lack to, not our being like we, but our as a country, lack of following that, the good. You know, we're allowing evil to prevail because we're backing off. And to be quite honest, our views and our standpoint within the world who used to see us as America, strong, you know, God-fearing, great Americans, and now we're seen as weak because of decisions we've made, things that we haven't jumped on that we normally should have jumped on when it was, like, crises in certain areas. You know, we've taken a more passive approach, and people who have seen us as this great American country are seeing us as weak now. And so, you know, I feel, you know, I truly feel that we are not, I'm not saying do, but we are going to have some form of attack in some form of terrorist way or something that's going to shake our country to the very core to realize that we need that God to be within our country, like in a big way. And it's brewing, you know, with all the stuff that's going on with Israel and Hamas, with, you know, Iraq, the stuff with the Ukraine, you know, all the unrest that's going on with terrorist organizations in Indonesia, you know, and don't put past the fact that besides the human aspect of it, let's also discuss, you know, the fact that Mother Nature itself is unhappy because we've had more destructive storms that have hit in this country and around the world that have never been in a long time. So I think in general, the world, Mother Nature, God, are becoming unhappy with what stance we've taken in the sanctity of what we should be believing in.
I get you. And I, so this is us as a world, okay? So our nation, because we are, you know, we're like, oh, well, I'll turn it over to somebody else to believe or to do rather than being a product, you know, saying, hey, what can I do? What can I be?
Right.
So exactly. Go ahead. Yeah, I want to hear that.
We need to, as people who believe, stand together more boldly and stand up for what is right. You know,
okay.
And by what's right, you need to either pray heavily, you need to meditate, you need to visualize on cleansing the world of the negative. You know, being stronger in your faith and knowing that being faithful to God is not a bad thing. You know, it's not politically correct to forgo what you believe in. It's correct. You know, you need to have something to believe in order to know that you are doing your part in this world. And I think we've just found that over the years, being faithful has been something that's politically incorrect, and that's not true. You know, we need to be more faithful now that there's tests we had. You know, our faith and our belief system has been tested and tested and tested, and now it's becoming closer to the pinnacle of this test where we're going to need to show, you know, our belief and be proud of it. You know, and I've had these thoughts and feelings, and it's like random. I could be driving, and I just feel like an overwhelmed sadness, or I just feel like there's something that I need to do, and I don't know what, you know, and I feel over the past couple weeks a very, like a sense of, I don't know, I've been like kind of, I guess, not depressed, but I guess depressed and just feeling very scattery because I'm feeling the energies of confusion within the world.
Okay. I want to stop for a second because what you're saying, and I want to recap it to people that are listening in. And guys, I am so sorry because I can't, the studio is down, but you can log on and listen to her and, you know, and that kind of thing and download it for later. But the one thing I'm getting from you, okay, is that we really got to look at, pray a lot, and what, not a lot, but pray. I mean, you could pray a lot, doesn't pray a little bit, but bottom line, pray, okay, and pray to your, you know, to God saying, hey, help us unite again as we did on the foundation of God and taking care of each other, helping our neighbor. You know, and helping and being aware of what we think about really does count, right? And support Israel, because you're saying if Israel, we've always supported Israel, and because one of the reasons why we've been successful is our support to the Middle East and Israel, or Israel and the Middle
right.
East. Is that right? Sorry, I'm not that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And trusting God and believing God in religion, excuse saying, not all religions, not all people. But your higher power, your God is really what we need to focus on and concentrate on and believe in and have faithful, be faithful, have faithfulness, and that kind of thing. Is that right?
Right.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And your thoughts, everybody's individual thoughts has a major impact. And you've always had on all your radio shows about the law of attraction, you know, and
right.
So, you know, you may feel at first when you're sitting there trying really hard to put out the good energy that you're not making an impact, but each little thought that's awesome and good makes a big impact when
right.
it comes together in a big mass. And that, you know, people just need to realize that we need to just be good. You know what I mean? We need to realize that our faith is strong. Things will change. People will make the right decisions, but have faith that it will. You know, don't get discouraged
wow.
because tomorrow's news is not going to be what you want to hear, but have faith that it will, because I think the faith is to be there. You know, we need to just have it and understand that it's right, it's good, and it's important. And right now we are being tested, you know. We're tested when we go to stores and you hear other languages being spoken and people looking down on you because you're an American and not an immigrant, you know. Like, it's prevalent like that up here, you know. It's like, no, it's not that you're better than me or worse than me. It's just that we're equal. We believe in the same thing. So we need to believe that's the way we should be. Love your neighbor, you know, be positive. When you feel your negativity coming on, do what I used to do, you know, clear, cancel, and delete it, and think of something positive. And follow it up and just try to stay positive to keep the world vibration at a better level than what it is at this time.
I'm going to stop you for one second again. You guys, you know, a lot of times we hear clairvoyants, psychics, people have an awareness, that, you know, and they're normal people, everyday people, and we all are. But this young lady right here is what her education is. She works for the government. She's got a master's degree in studying terrorism. I'm going to say it like that. I'm not sure how to say it.
Yeah.
And so she's out there doing the deal every day and getting thoughts and feelings and dreams about this, about the sadness here and that we are not aware as a culture, as a country, or what, however you want to say it. So you're saying to be more aware. We pray, we meditate, we watch our thoughts, right? And we
mm-hmm.
be responsible for what we're thinking and what we're doing. And I'm going to agree with you on that. You know, I had someone tell me the other day, and by the way, prayer is really important. She wants to start a prayer circle, and we're going to do that at Angel Coaches. So, and you're getting that. We need to pray. We need to meditate, and that's what she wants to do. And because when we work together with one idea, when you take it and pray about it massively, you know, or one person, two people, a shared idea gets a lot of power. And that's
Absolutely.
What you're saying is we have to be responsible for our country and for our culture. I get you. I believe that.
Absolutely. And, then, you know, not to cast a judgment on those who are different than what you are. You know, I know it's very difficult where I live around here, because I live around the nation's capital. And we have a large quantity of immigrants from the Middle East that are around in our area.
Right.
They're also, you know, trying to avoid the same, you know, crises that are going on over there. So look at them as look at the people that are different, who believe in Islam, who believe in Judaism or Buddha or Kabbalah, or, you know, just non-denominational. It doesn't matter what religion that they believe in. Just look at them as equal, because they're just as passionate as you are in the belief that God is as good, and that, you know, we are going to make an impact and a difference in this world, you know. And so they may believe it in a different way of, you know, forming it. They may go through the festival of Eid, and, you know, they don't eat during the day and they eat at night, but they believe passionately about their God. And so we just need to believe that all religions are equal. They all believe in the same. The difference, you know, between these jihadis, you know, is that they take their interpretation of what the Quran means and they turn it to make it to what they want people to believe. You know, and I've told this to a couple people that I'm friends with, and I said, you know, God is the only person who's allowed to judge others. You know, we could sit there and cast a stone, and it's not necessarily positive to do so. But God ultimately is the person who's going to cast judgment on us. So people nowadays who are beheading other people who don't believe in Islam, people who are doing genitalia mutilation in Iraq because they don't believe in Islam. Those are judgments that are casted from people who have a misinterpretation of what the Quran says. And I think by them feeling that they need to cast these judgments, they're doing what God does not want them to do. And that's what I mean by it, is a sense of evil. I don't want people to think that I'm against Islam, because I'm not. But the jihadis have their priests, which they call imams, are preaching the incorrect interpretation of what the Quran means. And it's because of these people's lack of direction in life that they latch on to these imams and they believe wholeheartedly that this is what it means, and it's not.
I got a nice question for you, though. And what I'm hearing you say, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, so whether you believe in the Quran or you believe in the Old Testament, Judaism is in the Kabbalah, which is certain mysteries in Judaism, or the Bible, New and Old Testament, as Christians believe, you're saying believe in God is what it's about. So you skew it to make it fit you. It's not really about that. It's like everybody just believing and being cool with what they believe and respecting the others for what they believe. Kind of like going to the mall, right? Like, for instance, I live here in South Florida. We take 95, we take State Road 84, US 1, or in Virginia, you take, you know, three or four different routes. You can go to the mall or see the nation's capital. But the bottom line is you just respect the people, our societies, for what they believe in and not try to screw them over because they believe differently than you, right? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And just know that they're, you know, the good will prevail. I mean, it will. But we just need to really, you know, put all that good energy out there, you know, so that we can win over the people who don't believe correctly.
I got you.
And I mean that in more of the evil sense, not following what God's will is really meant to be.
Wow. Okay. And do you believe prayer can be, hey, help our country, help me, help our country with good positive energy? Maybe that's a great prayer, right?
And visualize, you know, you can visualize the world covered in, you know, white, or, you know, a country wrapped in, you know, the healing powers of Archangel Raphael if they're, you know, troubled, like the Ebola, you know, scenario. You know, just, you know, the good of visualization and meditation is going to help, you know, and the more people that can do it, the more effect it will have, and we'll be able to get through this period of testing the faith of people. Because God is testing us now, for sure, by having all this that is going on. And I'm hoping soon enough we'll get some answers and some resolution so I could sleep at night. So my dreams will be just, you know, more of a normal thing, and I could dream about chocolate and horses and fun and stuff and not feel like I'm exhausted mentally.
There you go.
Sounds very exhausted.
I hear you. I know a lot of people are having dreams about, you know, and I've done that myself with dreaming about things that are happening in the future. And I also know this, I've had dreams about Israel myself in the past, not recently in the past few months, but I think we always need, what's worked in the past will work now. So we embrace that little country. We embrace everybody over there and wish for the best, and not say you're wrong, you're right. Just say, hey, in God we trust, and do the right, do the best and highest and best good for all those folks over there in the Middle East. And that way we're sending good kids over there, because whether they're Muslim, Christian, Jewish, or Shiite, or you know, whatever you said there. So that's cool. And I agree with you. So we're going to start prayer circle, and it's so funny because you guys, you and Carrie, we're talking about the same thing, except you're like living and breathing and eating this, because this is what you study. This is what you work in the government with, knowing about a lot of this stuff. And she's like me. She just she doesn't read the news, because I get depressed when I listen to the news. You know what I mean? So that she's like feeling the energy as you are and wanting to see some changes. So if we work together as a group, we can do that. And so I'm going to send out an email or something about a special, you know, a special prayer circle that we can do to pray for not only, you know, our country and international and globally, but also each of us individually if we have some clear stuff that we'd like to pray for.
Exactly.
Prayer you're asking, meditation you're listening. That's always what I say. But I did not realize that you had all that knowledge there, because, you know, you, when I talk to you, it's like Victoria. Okay, that you're isolating and you've gotten done a lot of good stuff here and continue to do it with your horses and, you know, raising your horses and helping people and healing yourself of Lyme disease. And so what two medications you came off of in 2 years, you got. So, and being extremely clairvoyant and dreaming about things and learning how to say, okay, instead of me holding on to this, I think I'm supposed to share. And what a great leader you are. Yeah, you are a great leader. It's an honor to know you. All right, guys. Well, she's with Angel Coach, too, so we're getting her up and ready. And let me ask you a question. If somebody wanted to tap into the future in certain things like you do, what do they have to do? Do they have to pray? Do they have to meditate? Or do they just say, hey, please come to me and show me how I can help this, our country?
Yes, just ask and be open for answers, you know. I usually pray before I go to bed, and I kind of ask for, you know, help and guidance, and I also thank them for the guidance that they've already given me. And you know, I'm just like, show me what I need to do, you know, show me what I have to do. And yeah, they definitely showed it to me. So, you know, just be open, you know, be open for the answer. Some people are like, well, I just didn't get the answer tonight. You know, I asked and I didn't get anything. Well, guess what? It might not have been the right night to get it. You know, just be open for it, you know, just sit back and be like, all right, it's going to come, and it's going to come on the right time, you know. And I think that's what I think most people lose their passion for prayer, because they expect it to come at a certain time and expect a certain answer. And you need to be open to what you're going to get, because it's God's answer. It's not what you want. You know what I mean?
You.
So if you ask for help with your car, and you really want to get a new car, but then what you get is someone who gave you money to go fix yours, then you know what? You got your answer. You're keeping that car. You're keeping your old car, fixing it up, you know? So you just go with the flow. You know, the right things will be given to you.
There you go. Just go and flow. She's right about that, you guys. So a couple things. So she's talking to us about working, praying, and meditating, and taking responsibility for ourselves, for each other, and having a reason, your higher power, God. And don't judge anybody because they're Christian or they're Muslim or they're Jewish. Just don't judge anyone, you know, to thine
right.
own self.
They believe in the same God we do.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And to thine own self be true. And that's key right there. The other thing is I think what I get from you is be strong and be
yep.
Yeah.
Good will prevail. You just have to have faith that it will.
There you go. Anyway, guys, we have another show on Sunday. There's a law that says it's attracted to me, and it's all about relationships. And the most important one, I think, is yourself. And that's really what she's saying, what I talk about, what other people on the show have talked about. And so we've got a great one planned on Sunday evening at 6:30. You do not want to miss it. And Victoria, thank you for coming on and sharing. And I'm so sorry about that. I'm looking at that. We've got a lot of people on the phone lines tonight because I'm looking at another place that I didn't even think it would register yet until after the show. So everybody's listening to you and your gifts. And I admire you, and I want you to know this, because you work in the government, you study terrorism, you've had get something done and take it apart so that you hurt the country. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate you coming in and saying, hey, there's a prophecy for you. And I'm having feelings and thoughts and dreams about it. And I was asked to share this with you. Embrace your country. Embrace each other. Embrace our globally. And pray for that we all work together for good. And my dad taught me this verse, a beautiful verse. He says, everything works together for good to those that love God. And I was like, wow, what a great verse, right? That's my father taught me. And he was a little girl, and I never forgot that. So maybe we're all working together for good with God. However you see God, it's all going to be okay. And
yep,
we start,
exactly.
We start right now. All right, everybody, take care and have a great evening. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Follow us on blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, because they can do a lot of cool stuff, and Angel Coaches does as well. And we'll be here on Sunday at 6:30. And Victoria, if you have a question for her, you got to read her stuff on Facebook, .com slash Angel Closure. She talks about a lot of really interesting stuff. She's going to start blogging about this, too, as well. So this is not just a one-time show. We're going to do some other things, too, and show about the progression of prayer groups, our prayer circle, our meditation circle, and most of all, it's having fun and helping others to grow and develop a relationship with their higher power. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great now, and we will see you Sunday at 6:30. Thanks a lot, Victoria. You were amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.